This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. It has been years since I saw the movie Before Sunrise, but I often find myself thinking about a snippet of conversation from the movie. I finally went back to look up the exact words. The movie is about two 20-somethings, played by Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, who meet on a train in Europe and the one night they spend hanging out together. The character Celine says, "I always have this strange feeling that I am this very old woman laying down, about to die. You know, that my life is just her memories or something." And Jesse responds, "That's so wild. I mean, I always think that I'm still this 13-year-old boy, you know, who just doesn't really know how to be an adult, pretending to live my life, taking notes for when I'll really have to do it. Kind of like I'm in a dress rehearsal for a junior high play." I've never forgotten this scene because I know exactly what both of them are talking about. On the one hand, I often have the feeling that Jesse describes, a strange air of dress rehearsal, of make-believe, that I and the people around me are playing elaborate games of pretend. I find myself in an airport, and as I pull my carry-on bag along with me, I think, hey, I must look just like a grown-up person going to a conference. And I am. In a way, this feeling is comforting because it makes life less serious. It gives everything a faint air of the ridiculous. But it also takes away from my appreciation of this moment, of this time. I also sometimes have the feeling that Celine describes. I'm far in the future, looking back on the present moment with deep nostalgia. A few weeks ago, I knocked on the door of my daughter Eleanor's room to make sure that she was awake and getting ready for school. Suddenly, I felt as though I'd been transported back from decades in the future to reenact an unfamiliar gesture that I hadn't made in years. Have you ever experienced this kind of feeling? Which character do you identify with, Celine or Jesse, or both? I'll post a link to a clip of Before Sunrise of that scene. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.